On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Particle. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Birds of Prey and the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn. This film came out on February 7th, 2020, and is an action, adventure, crime. The rating is R, and the runtime is 1 hour and 49 minutes. The film is directed by Kathy Yan, who only has 5 credits to her name, a film called Dead Pigs, and 3 other short films. Starring in the film is Margot Robbie, who plays Harley Quinn. You'd recognize Margot from Suicide Squad, where she also played Harley Quinn, as well as I, Tonya, where she played Tonya Harding. We also have Rosie Perez, who plays Renee Montoya. You'd recognize Rosie from White Man Can't Jump, where she played Gloria Clemente, as well as the film Untamed Heart, where she played Cindy. We also have Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who plays Helena Bertinelli, as well as Huntress. You'd recognize Mary from 10 Cloverfield Lane, where she played Michelle, and also the film Live Free or Die Hard, where she played Lucy Gennaro McLean. We also have Journey Smollett-Bell, who plays Dinah Lance, as well as Black Canary. You'd recognize Journey from The Great Debaters, where she played Samantha Brooke, and the TV series True Blood, where she played Nicole Wright. We also have Ewan McGregor, who plays Roman Sinus, who, as well as Black Mask. You'd recognize Ewan from Dr. Sleep, where he played Dan Torrance, as well as the Star Wars episodes 1 through 3, where he played Obi-Wan Kenobi. Finally, we have Chris Messina, who plays Victor Zsasz. You'd recognize Chris from The Mindy Project, where he played Danny Castellano, as well as the film Argo, where he played Molinov. The plot of the film, it basically takes place a little bit after Suicide Squad. After splitting up with the Joker, Harley Quinn finds that she no longer has the protection she once had from all of her enemies, and now all of them want to get their revenge. Meanwhile, an evil crime lord must have possession of a rare gem that will give him all the secrets he needs to run the city. He will do anything to get it. Once Harley Quinn finds out, she joins Black Canary, Huntress, and Renee Montoya to keep the city and the gem safe.
Can I help you?
Why, yes, yes, you can. I'm here to report a terrible crime.
And what terrible crime is that?
This one. Ah, shit. I told this all wrong. Quick history lesson. This all started when the Joker and I broke up. It was completely mutual. And soon enough, I was back on my feet, ready to embrace the fierce goddess within. It's oh so quiet. Now that I cut ties with Mr. J, I'm about to learn that a lot of people want me dead. All alone. And at the top of that list, is this guy. And so peaceful, but it turns out that wasn't the only dame in Gotham looking for emancipation. You fall in love. He's after all of us. The kid just robbed him. You betrayed him. You killed his BFF.
What?
You are so cool. You never. And you're dumb enough to be building a case against him. So, unless we all want to die, very unpleasant death, we're gonna have to work together.
Sure.
Psychologically speaking, vengeance rarely brings the catharsis we hope for.
Yeah.
Are we ready? You blow up, you devil cuts loose.
So what do you? Turn it up! Devil cuts loose.
When you fall in love.
Oh, shit. Is that a hyena in a bathtub?
I named him Bruce after that hunky Wayne guy.
All right, that was the trailer for Birds of Prey. Let's go ahead and jump right into the review. So let me begin by saying that the theater only had 5 people in it. I'm not sure if you've also seen all over social media, but the film is also faring not so well in the box office numbers, or at least not as well as they had hoped. And this is all for good reason. The movie sucks. It's terrible. We thought Suicide Squad was a little rough, but everyone could agree that they liked Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn. So the franchise decided to give her her own pick, which is great, but you need to have a good story to tell. The film is actually all over the place, and it's trying its hardest to make you care about the characters, but does it in such a quick, catch-me-up fashion that it just feels like it's a feeble attempt to create a story arc as you're telling the story. And because of this, it fails. Isn't in the trailer where she says, I'm telling this all wrong, and she starts to go back. You feel that a couple of times in the film, and it really just feels like bad writing. Like maybe they had filmed it and then said, wait, we should add something here. And so they have her do like a cut voice scene where she talks about how she has to re-explain something, and they hurry in editing, throw something in there. It's done poorly, very, very bad. It almost feels like someone who just couldn't pay attention during the time that they were writing. They were jumping all over the place. And maybe that the concept was, you know, because the story is essentially being told by Harley Quinn, that's just the way her mind works. So that's the way the film works. It doesn't work. That's the problem. So to be honest with you, you don't care about the story, and believe it or not, Harley Quinn just gets annoying after a while. The cutesy Brooklyn accent thing, it's cute in moments and in small doses, which is what we've all come to like, but having a full film of it does get old. The action is great, and the limits they go to show that Harley Quinn doesn't care about how much pain she puts her victims in, just because she doesn't care, is done very well. And of course, after every delivery of pain, when she's done, she's got like a sarcastic line that she has to say, and that's done pretty well too. They definitely earn their R rating when it comes to that. But to be honest with you, I took my phone out of my pocket and started doing online shopping during the film because I had completely lost interest. The theater was empty. I was in the back row by myself, so I figured, why not? It was either that or sleep. So as the movie progressed, I continued to look up every once in a while. You know, you could hear the film going, but I really lost interest. And the problem is it's not even 2 hours long, but it feels like it's 3. I just couldn't wait for it to end. And when it does, you're kind of left wondering, like, okay, I sat through this, for why? Like, really, what the hell? The end makes no sense because in one breath you feel like Harley Quinn is her own person and can't get along with anyone else, but then in another breath she does. And it's almost like, again, the writer or the film doesn't know where it wants to go, and so they're just kind of filling it in as they move along. The whole Birds of Prey portion seems very thrown in and almost forced. I hate to say, but because of the Me Too movement being so prevalent in today's news, it feels like the script had one story and then kind of like tried to cram or force the Birds of Prey aspect in later to kind of join this bandwagon, right? And because of this, what could have been probably a better movie, I don't know if I want to say good, but better, became a forced message trying to work out a terrible script. The other thing I want to mention, I'm a fan of the Arrow series. It's too bad that it's ending. But I loved what they did with the characters Sarah and Laurel Lance. You know, of course, them becoming the Canary and the Black Siren. Then they bring in Dinah Lance for this film, and I found myself wondering how many Lance sisters are there, or is this just one of those other multi-universe, you know, she's still a Lance sister, but now she's Dinah and she's not Sarah or Laurel. I don't even know anymore. And then she becomes the Black Canary, which is essentially what the Canary was, But then there's like a whole different, completely backs, like a completely different backstory from what we're aware of in the Arrowverse. So then that's a little confusing, because you like the story in Arrowverse much better than the one they came up with in this film, which is very short, delivered, here you go, let's move the story forward kind of thing. It's just too bad that they took that route and again forced something into the film that probably didn't have to be there. Rosie Perez is way too old for this role that she's trying to achieve in this film. I haven't seen her in some time acting in anything, and to bring her back as like a hard-ass cop, it just doesn't hold water, and it's actually kind of comical. There's a scene where she's trying to run down Harley Quinn, and you kind of laugh because Rosie can't run at all, and the pure dynamics of it are just so unlikely that it's comical. You're wondering what they were trying to achieve. Not to mention her voice. It's almost like if you gave Bruce Willis a balloon of helium and then told him to deliver all his lines. No matter how hard he tries to sound serious, it's just not going to work. And that's what we get with Rosie Perez. The most I can say is don't waste your money on the movie. Wait for it to come out streaming on some platform, on the DC platform. Unfortunately, DC has yet again let us down. I think using a director that only has one movie under her belt probably wasn't very smart when you already had a franchise that was failing. Having someone that doesn't have much of, let's be honest, a resume to try to boost it back up or pick up, it was terrible. Thank God they have James Gunn doing the next Suicide Squad. We know he can build a movie around a cast very well, and he can make it work. And if he wasn't available, I'd say call Joss Whedon, but this was a bad move, and this is the problem. This is the problem we see with DC films, is they're always making bad moves. And it's to a point where you don't want to spend your money anyway. You know, you don't want to. Like, just throw it on your app and we'll catch it then. I don't want to get away from the fact that Margot does do well in playing Harley Quinn, and she does her damned to make it work. But when you have a shitty script and you have a terrible story, you can only do so much. Ewan McGregor is also just terrible in the film. He's a top-notch actor, but this is not a role he's excelled at all. He tries, but it just doesn't hold. Just as much as Rosie's trying to be a tough cop, Ewan is trying to act like a hard con, and it comes off cheesy. Not to mention, he never does any of his own dirty work until the end, and you only see the black mask for like a quick snippet. In fact, I think you see it more in the trailer than you do in the actual film. Other than that, it's off. It was almost like they put it in there just to say, see, he is black mask. He's wearing it now. For those that are wondering, there are no Joker scenes. We do see cutscenes from the first Suicide Squad, but they intentionally cut out any part that shows the Joker, of course, that was, you know, played by Jared Leto, because he's no longer going to be the Joker, right? Joaquin is the new Joker, and there are already rumors that he will appear in potentially the new Suicide Squad, and perhaps the new Batman, so this is how it all kind of ties together. Also, there is a nod to the Suicide Squad film, and you could argue it either was the old one or the new one, but the nod is Harley Quinn is leaving the police office, and as she's walking out, she passes a wanted poster, and it has Jai Courtney's boomerang, you know, the character Boomerang on it. And as she does so, as she's, you know, passing it, she exclaims, "Hey, I know that guy," and then continues to walk past it. And that's really about it. And honestly, that's really my review for the film. It's just a terrible movie. It's terrible. Don't spend your money. I know why the box office has got low sales, and it's because the movie's just it's a terrible movie. It's dumb. So my rating for the film is 1 out of 5 stars. Don't go see it. If you do go see it, stingers during or after the credits. There are none during. After, there is one, but it's really dumb. You can stay if you want, but I feel like you're wasting your time. And really, that's it, guys. So this concludes my review of Birds of Prey and the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn. As always, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. Now, through there and through Anchor, we're available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. And we thank Anchor for that, because without them, we wouldn't be on those platforms. We have decided to take down our Facebook page, and that's mainly because I myself have stepped away from Facebook. So, you know, if you take down yours, you can no longer run your business site. That's a Facebook thing. We weren't getting a lot of traffic on there anyhow, so we've decided to close that out. However, as mentioned, you can still follow us through your favorite podcast app, or at least most of them. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, friends, or just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.